إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His majestic book reminds this ummah about this month of Ramadan. And Allah Azza wa Jal says that it was in this month الذي in which was revealed the book of Allah, Al-Quran, هُدًى لِلنَّاسِ وَبَيِّنَاتٍ مِنَ الْهُدَى وَالْفُرْقَانِ, a guidance for the people, a clarification of all types of guidance, and a furqan. So this is شهر القرآن for us. This is the month of the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so in this month we have that encouragement, اقرأوا القرآن فإنه يأتي يوم القيامة شفيعا لصاحبه أو لأصحابه أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام, read the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because that book of Allah will come to you as an intercessor for you on the day of judgment. But even though we're encouraged to read the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have that threatening hadith of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa salam when he was in the company of Ziyad ibn Labid radiallahu anhu. And he says to Ziyad that there will come upon the people a time when knowledge will be lifted from this ummah. And Ziyad was confused and says, Ya Rasulullah, and how will knowledge go when we recite the Quran and read the book of Allah? And then we teach it to our children, and they read it and recite it and teach it to their children, and this goes on until the end of time. How will knowledge go, O Messenger of Allah, if we are continuously and perpetually in this state of reading and reciting and teaching and learning? How? And he said, ثَكُلَتْكَ أُمُّكَ يَا زِيَادْ, may your mother weep tears over you, O Ziyad. أَوَلَيْسَ هَذِي الْيَهُودُ وَالنَّصَارَى يَقْرَؤُونَ التَّوْرَاةُ وَالْإِنْجِيلِ وَلَا يَعْمَلُونَ بِشَيْءٍ مِمَّا هُمَا. Don't you see the people of the scripture before you, that they recite the Torah and the Injil, but they don't act according to anything in it. And we have that warning from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, where the Prophet of Allah will tell Allah, وَقَالَ رَبِّي وَقَالَ يَا رَبِّي إِنَّ قَوْمِ تَخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهَجُورًا. Oh Allah, my Lord, indeed my people, they took this Quran as an abandoned thing, as a neglected thing. So we have an obligation to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the month of Ramadan, because this was the month in which this Quran was revealed. And it's a furqan, it's a criterion for us to know what is right and what is wrong, what is halal, what is haram, what is iman, what is kufr, what is tawheed, what is shirk, and the divisions we have. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about something specific in this month, in this hadith Qudsi, and Allah Azza wa Jal says, كُلُّ عَمَلِ ابْنِ آدَمْ لَهُ إِلَّا الصَّوْمِ فَإِنَّهُ لِي وَأَنَ أَجْزِي بِهِ وَالصِّيَامُ جُنَّةِ. That all of the actions of the son of Adam are for him, except fasting. Fasting is for me, and I reward for it. Now you probably think, well, everything we do is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why is fasting made so specific? According to Ibn Qudamah al-Maqdisi, he said, for several reasons of which there are two. أَنَّهُ قَهْرَ لِعَدُوَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّ وَسِلَةَ الْعَدُوَ الشَّهَوَاتِ. Because this is an obstacle for the enemies of Allah. Because the road and the path for the enemies of Allah is through desires. So when you fast, your desires are lessened. And this is why when Allah says in the Quran, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامِ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Fasting is prescribed for you as it was prescribed for those before you. Why? So that you may attain and achieve the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. According to Imam Qurtubi, he says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تُضْعِفُونَ. So that you may become weak. That's what it means. So when he says, when Allah says تَتَّقُونَ, it means تُضْعِفُونَ, you may become weak. And the reasoning he gave for it, he says, because in qillatul akal there is da'fat ash-shahwa, and in da'fat ash-shahwa there is qillatul ma'asi. That when you decrease your intaking of food, your desires they lessen, and when your desires they lessen, then your disobedience to Allah lessens. The second reason in Ibn Qudama gave, he says, أنه السر وعمل باطن لا يراه الخلق ولا يدخله الرياء. That this is a hidden action of yours. No one can see you fasting. You give charity, people can see you. You pray, people can see you. You study, people can see you. You make hajj, millions can see you. You fast, who knows you're fasting except you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's amal batin, a disclosed action. The creation does not see it, and so riya, showing off, will not enter this action of yours, inshaAllah. So from Ramadan and from fasting, we actually learn sincerity, how to be sincere with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we know the condition of human beings generally is what? Destruction. Ibn Qudama said in another place, كُلُّ النَّاسِ هَلَكِ إِلَّا الْعَالِمُونَ. All of the people are destroyed and in ruin, except for those who have knowledge. وَالْعَالِمُونَ كُلُّهُمْ هَلَكِ إِلَّا الْعَامِلُونَ. And all of those with knowledge are all destroyed, except those who act by their knowledge. وَالْعَامِلُونَ كُلُّهُمْ هَلَكِ إِلَّا الْمُخْلِصُونَ. And those who have knowledge, act by their knowledge, are all destroyed, except those who are sincere. وَالْمُخْلِصُونَ عَلَى خَطْرٍ عَظِيمٍ. And those who are sincere are in a dangerous peril. Because to be sincere and to maintain your sincerity is really the test of life and the purpose of life. الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah says He created death and life to test those amongst us who are best in action. And those who are best in action are pure in action, who purify their actions before they do their actions, and purify their actions after their actions. Their intentions are always purely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The hadith Qudsi continues and it says, وَالصِّيَامَ جُنَّةٌ. And fasting is a shield. فَإِذَا كَانَ يَوْمُ صَوْمِ أَحَدِكُمْ فَلَا يَرْفُثُ وَلَا يَصْخَبْ فَإِنْ سَابَهُ أَحَدٌ أَوْ قَاتَلَ فَلْيَقُلْ إِنِّي صَائِمْ إِنِّي صَائِمْ. And that if one of you is fasting, he should not argue on that day, nor raise his voice. And if someone comes to fight him or attack him, he should say, I am fasting, I am fasting. وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِهِ لَخُلُوفِ فَمِ الصَّائِمْ أَطْيَبُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ مِنْ رِيحِ الْمِسْكِ. And he says, by him in whose hand is the soul, in whose hand is the soul of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the smell from the mouth of the fasting person is dearer to Allah than the smell of musk. لِلصَّائِمْ فَرْحَتَانْ يَفْرَحُهُمَا. The fasting person has two times of joy. إِذَا أَفْطَرْ فَرِحَ بِفِطْرِهِ. When he opens his fast, he's happy because he opened his fast. وَإِذَا لَقِيَ رَبَّهُ فَرِحَ بِصَوْمِهِ. And when he meets his Lord, he's happy because of his fasting. So our fast is something that is very unique and very dear and very special to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in fact, brothers and sisters, when we fast, it's not just our mouth or our stomach that is fasting. But in fact, everything is supposed to be fasting. Your stomach is fasting. Your eyes need to be fasting. Your ears should be fasting. Your legs should be fasting. Your hands should be fasting. Because a fast is to restrain oneself. And everything you do and don't do is all for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fasting is a time of forgiveness. It's a month of tawbah. It's a month of a collective ruju, going back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا تُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ تَوْبَةً نَصُوحًا. O you who believe, you know, come back to Allah, make tawbah to Allah, return to Allah in a clean and pure coming back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have a chance every year. In fact, the hadith it mentions, الصَّلَوَاتُ الْخَمْسِ, the five daily prayers. وَرَمَضَانِ إِلَى رَمَضَانِ, and one Ramadan to another Ramadan. وَالْجُمْعَةُ إِلَى الْجُمْعَةِ, one week to another week. مُكَفِّرَاتٌ مَا بَيْنَهُنَّ إِذَا اجْتُنِبَتِ الْكَبَائِرِ. It's an expiation, will remove your sins as long as you refrain from the big sins, the major sins. So in Ramadan is a time of forgiveness, brothers. مَنْ صَامَ رَمَضَانِ إِيمَانًا وَاحْتِسَابًا غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. Whoever fasts in Ramadan with iman in Allah, with belief in Allah, and that belief is never negated by making kufr with Allah or making any shirk with Allah, with iman in Allah, wahtisaban, and hoping for the reward from Allah, Allah forgives his past sins. Man qama Ramadan, iman and wahtisaban, whoever stands in prayer in Ramadan with iman in Allah and hoping for the reward from Allah, ghufr lima taqaddama min dhanbihi, Allah forgives his past sins. Man qama laylat al-qadri iman and wahtisaban, whoever stands in prayer in the night of power with Iman in Allah and hoping for the reward from Allah, Allah forgives his past sins. So this is a month of forgiveness, brothers. إِذَا جَاءَ رَمَضَانْ فُتِّحَتْ أَبْوَابُ الْجَنَّةِ وَغُلِّقَتْ أَبْوَابُ النَّارِ وَصُفِّدَاتِ الشَّيَاطِينِ. When the month of Ramadan comes, the gates of paradise are open. The gates of paradise are open for you. And the gates of hell are closed for you. And the shayateen are chained for you. So in this month, it's that much more easier for us to do good deeds. More easier for us to excel in worship, to excel in ibadah. And more difficult it is for shaitan to have any avenue against us. Brothers, once when the Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam was in his mosque, he was in his mosque, فَلَمَّ ارْتَقَى دَرَجَةً قَالَ آمِينَ. He took the first step on the minbar and he says, Ameen. فَلَمَّ ارْتَقَى دَرَجَةً الثَّانِيَةً قَالَ آمِينَ. Took the second step on the minbar, he said, Ameen. فَلَمَّ ارْتَقَى دَرَجَةً الثَّالِثَةً قَالَ آمِينَ. Took the third step on the minbar, he said, Ameen. فَلَمَّ نَزَلْ. When he descended, قُلْنَا, we said, يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, O Messenger of Allah, لَقَدْ سَمِعْنَا مِنْكَ الْيَوْمِ شَيْئًا مَا كُنَّا نَسْمَعُهُ. We heard something from you today which we never heard from you before. And he said, عليه الصلاة والسلام, إِنَّ جِبْرِيلَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ أَرَضَ لِي. Jibreel عليه السلام presented himself to me. فقال, and Jibreel عليه السلام said to me, بَعُدَ مَنْ أَدْرَكَ رَمَضَانَ فَلَمْ يُغْفَرْ لَهُ. That lost and far and useless and hopeless is the one who found himself in Ramadan but was not forgiven in Ramadan. فَقُلْتُ Amin, and so I said Amin. So this is a month in which it's so easy for us to be forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And asking Allah for forgiveness should be perpetually on our tongues and in our worship and in our actions. And wallahi, in Ramadan, outside of Ramadan, Allah is forgiving. Ya ibad, you know, what does Allah say? Ya ibn Adam, O son of Adam, innaka ma da'awtani wa rajawtani ghafartu laka ala ma kana minka wa la ubali. You ask from me and you have hope in me for forgiveness and I will forgive you. Ya ibn Adam, O son of Adam, لو بلغت ذنوبك أنان السماء ثم استغفرتني غفرت لك. O son of Adam, if your sins cover the whole sky, you ask for my forgiveness, I'll forgive you. Ya ibadi, Ya ibn Adam, O son of Adam, لو آتيتني بقراب الأرض خطايا ثم لقيتني لا تشرك بي شيئا لا آتيتك بقراب مغفرة. You came to me with sins that cover the whole earth, ascribing no partners unto me, and ask for my forgiveness, I will forgive you. This is generally, imagine how much more that's intensified in the month of Ramadan. So this is a month of the Quran, this is a month of Rahmah, this is a month of the Book of Allah, this is a month of Tawbah and coming back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brother, this is also the month of activity. If you look at Islamic history, you find the Sahaba, they were doing the most in the month of Ramadan. And not just ritualistic ibadah, but all types of acts of worship. They were struggling in the way of Allah. They were commanding good, forbidding evil in the way of Allah. They were doing da'wah for Allah. They were doing all types of worship in this month of Ramadan. So we should think carefully about prioritizing our work and prioritizing our acts of worship. Because the thing Allah loves the most is the obligation and then the nawafila. So not that we consume ourselves in the nawafila, but we forget our obligations. And this is something that we'll continue with in the second part of the khutbah. Innal hamdalillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulullah. Brothers, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that the purpose of fasting is to attain taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, brothers, if you can come forward to make more space for those who are coming late. When Allah gives us this piece of information, we need to understand what does Allah exactly mean by taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have Imam Qurtubi's explanation on one side. Imam Jarjani, a 9th century Islamic scholar, spoke about taqwa in a definition and he says taqwa is muhafizat adab al-sharia. مجانبة كل ما يبعدك عن الله سبحانه وتعالى الاقتداء بالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قولا وفعلا. That you guard and you maintain the hudud of Allah and the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You guard and you maintain the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one hadith we have it, احفظ الله يحفظك احفظ الله تجده تجاهك وإذا سألت فاسأل الله وإذا استعنت فاستعن بالله. Keep Allah, know Allah, keep the laws of Allah, know the laws of Allah, guard the laws of Allah, and you will find Allah, and Allah will keep you, and Allah will preserve you, and Allah will know you. Keep the laws of Allah, know the laws of Allah, maintain the laws of Allah, protect the laws of Allah, and you will find Allah before you. And if you ask, ask only from Allah. And when you seek refuge only with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you have this understanding, where it's Allah, ala kulli shay'in qadir, who has power over all things, then wa'alam anna al-umma law ijtama'u ala an yanfa'uk. And he says that you should know that if the nations of the world gathered all of them to bring benefit to any one of you, then they could never do that unless Allah had willed that for you. And you should know that if all the nations of the world gathered all of them to bring harm to any one of you, then they could never do that unless Allah had willed that for you. رُفِعَتِ الْأَقْلَامِ وَجَفَّتِ الصُّحُفِ. The pens are lifted and the pages are dried, meaning this is sufficient advice for you. The second thing he said was to distance yourself from anything that makes you far from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So always being on the guard, always having this kind of muhasabah, checking yourself, accounting yourself. You know, Sayyidina Umar, he says, حَاسِبُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ قَبْلَ أَن تُحَاسَبُوا وَزِنُوهَا قَبْلَ أَن تُزَنُوا. Account yourself before you are taken to account, and weigh your deeds up before they're weighed for you. So always checking yourself and accounting yourself, how much have I done today? How much could I have done today? How much do I intend to do tomorrow? How about my life? What do I intend to do with my life? And the third thing he said is to follow the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam, qawlan wa fi'lan, in speech and in action, to emulate him, to want to be like him, to hope to be with him in the next life, to defend his honor when his honor is violated, to support him and to support his deen, in speech and in action. And brothers, this is what the scholars, they said about taqwa of Allah, meaning it's everything. It's doing everything Allah commands you to do, and refraining from everything Allah prohibits from you to do. And this is why we have the hadith of the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam, when he says, مَنْ لَمْ يَدَعْ قَوْلَ الزُّورِ وَالْعَمَلِ بِهِ فَلَيْسَ لِلَّهِ حَاجَةً فِي أَنْ يَضَعَ طَعَامَهُ أَوْ شَرَابَهُ. Whoever does not leave false speech and acting by the false speech, Allah has no need for him to leave his food and his drink. Allah has no need for you, for me, for us, to leave our food and drink if we're not guarding the laws of Allah and the limits of Allah. Meaning, don't take it for granted that you're just fasting. Everything about you is supposed to be fasting. Your eyes, your ears, everything. Not just your stomachs. And this is why he said in another hadith, رُبَّ صَائِمٍ لَيْسَ لَهُ مِنْ صِيَامِهِ إِلَّا الْجُوءِ وَرُبَّ قَائِمٍ لَيْسَ لَهُ مِنْ قِيَامِهِ إِلَّا السَّهَرِ. Maybe someone will fast and will take nothing from his fast except hunger. And maybe someone will stand in prayer but will take nothing from his standing in prayer except tiredness. So if we don't complement our worship with all other types of worship, if we don't make sure that we are praying the five daily obligatory prayers, before we even stand for prayer in the night, in the Qiyamul Layl, in Taraweeh, then our standing in prayer in Taraweeh would mean only tiredness for us. Because Allah wants to see obligations from us before He wants to see nawafil from us. Because Allah will account us and will punish us for our neglect of our obligations. So we should do the obligatory before the bonus, the obligatory before the sunnah and the nawafil, to make sure we're doing what Allah commands us to do before we do what Allah makes option for us to do. But if we do that option, then we will increase in our good deeds. So we should do both. But make sure first we're doing the obligations with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should make sure that our tongue is in a state of fasting. Imam An-Nawawi said, اعلم أنه ينبغي لكل مكلف أن يحفظ لسانه عن جميع الكلام. That you should know it is a must for every responsible person to guard his tongue from all types of speech. إِلَّا كَلَامًا ظَهَرَتْ فِيهِ الْمَصْلِحَةِ Except for the talk in which there is benefit. وَمَتَى ظُهُرًا فِي شَكِّ الْمَصْلَحَةِ وَمَتَى شَكًّا فِي ظُهُرِ الْمَصْلِحَةِ فَلَا يَتَكَلَّمْ And when there is any doubt about whether there is any benefit in your talk, you should choose not to speak rather than speaking. Because in silence there is safety. And many people, they trap themselves in this life and the next life because of the haste of their tongues. So fasting should teach us about self-restraint and to protect all of our limbs and our body parts and our tongues and our eyes and our ears from all types of haram things. Brothers, like I said, Ramadan is a time of activity, and wallahi is a time for us to think about those people, Muslimin, mu'mineen, who are in difficult times, who are in difficult situations, who don't have what we have. And we should remind ourselves again of the hadith of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam when he says, مَن نَفَّسَ عَن مُؤْمِنٍ كُرْبَةً مِن كُرْبِ الدُّنْيَا نَفَّسَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ كُرْبَةً مِن كُرْبِ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ Whoever relieves a worldly grief from the believer in this life, Allah will remove from him one of the griefs of the next life. And that next life, that time in the next life, people will be up to their knees, up to their ankles, up to their shoulders, up to their throats and drowning in their own sweat. But if you remove the grief from the believer in this life, Allah will remove it from you in the next life. وَمَنْ يَسْرَ عَلَى مُؤْسِرٍ Whoever alleviates the need of a needy person, Allah will alleviate his need in this life and the next life. And whoever conceals a Muslim, Allah will conceal him in this life and the next life. وَاللَّهُ فِي عَوْنِ الْعَبْدِ مَا كَانَ الْعَبْدُ فِي عَوْنِ أَخِيهِ Allah will always help his slave, always. As long as that slave is helping his brother. So let Ramadan be a time for us to really reach the heavens with our good deeds. Reach heights we've never reached before with our good deeds. And really plan this month. And we have half the month left for us. There is no still hope for us all the time. As long as we wake up alive, there is hope for us. We have a respite. We have another day to please Allah. Because there will come a time in the next life, people will beg Allah and say, Ya Allah, let us go back to the earth for a day, or a part of a day, to do some good deeds for your sake. And Allah will say, Allah gives respite to no soul when it comes to Him. So, today we have chance to go back to Allah. And we should remember the Muslimin in our du'as to Allah. Those who are suffering, those who are struggling in His cause, those who are cooped up in their prison cells, for no reason, with no trial, for nothing. And we have some flyers here with a website with some information about those who are in prisons, not just in other countries, but also in this country, with no trial, with no reason, with no information why they've been arrested. And so their families are worrying, and their children are worrying. And it's Ramadan and they're fasting. And you know, imagine being in a situation, scenario like that. We can never imagine because we've never been in a situation like that. But there are people who are in a situation like that. So we ask Allah to alleviate their suffering and to make their suffering a nur for them in this life and the next life. And we ask Allah Azza wa Jal, Allahumma farij hamma al-mahmumin, wa nafis karbu al-makrubin, waqtid dayna anil madinin, wa shfi marda al-muslimin. Allahumma ahdina fi man hadayt, wa afina fi man afayt, wa tawallana fi man tawallayt, wa barik lana fi man a'tayt, wa qina sharra ma qadayt, fa innaka taqdi wa la qada alayk. إنه لا يذل من واليت ولا يعز من عاديت تبارك ربنا وتعاليت نستغفرك اللهم ونتوب إليك اللهم أفرج علينا الصبر وتوفنا مسلمين اللهم اهدينا إلى الحق وجعلنا من أهله وانصرنا به يا رب العالمين اللهم تقبل منا صلاتنا اللهم تقبل منا صيامنا وقيامنا ودعاءنا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا واعف عنا في هذا الشهر العظيم واحفظنا ويسر أمورنا وانصرنا على عدونا في هذا الشهر العظيم يا رب العالمين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم والحمد لله رب العالمين أقيموا الصلاة